Garland from distance. He cans it. Darius Garland, the 19-year-old from the corner.
Garland entra el triple. Sí, señor. Y lo habíamos pedido. Y ahí está el novato.
Garland has 16 points. Sexton 15. Garland long two. He knocks it down. And Ryan Saunders wants a timeout.
Todavía con la pelota en mano, marcado por Big Diop. Viene con la penetración, el globito, y la pone dos en la chicharra. Sí, señor. Darius Garland.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And we welcome you north of the border to this edition of Cavs HQ. John Michael alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavs and the Spanish voice of the Browns, Rafa Hernandez Brito. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, how are you? The budget is really growing with Cavs HQ. Now we got international versions.
Yeah, this is a high-budget show. Merry Christmas,
Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. We get set for our New Year's Eve matchup with the Raptors tomorrow night. Rafa, Cavs have won 4 of 5.
And the amazing thing about it is that they have done it in different fashions, let's say.
Yes. Some less sightly than others.
Well, but you know what? I was talking with Coach Beilein on our way to Toronto that game, and we shared the elevator, and I said that was the perfect example about when you say there is no such thing as a bad win. You take the ones when you have to dance with the ugly ones, we said, and that was one of them.
Here's the thing, and that's the point. You know, we joke about some of those wins not being pretty. However, with this team and where it is in terms of learning and needing to get better, you have those learning moments. You want to do that in games that you win.
Yeah.
You know, and really you look at the homestand, all right? The first game against Charlotte, Cavs had a big lead in the fourth quarter, nearly saw that slip away as the Cavs were able to hang on and win that game as Terry Rozier's shot didn't go late. Opposite thing happened against Milwaukee. The Cavs were down by 12 early in the fourth quarter, battled back to win. Then against Atlanta, nearly saw the same thing happen that happened against Charlotte. However, they defended Trae Young. You know, he missed the last shot as Atlanta came storming back down the stretch. Cavs went into Boston, ran into a hot Boston team. Come back against Minnesota a couple of nights ago. Again, not the prettiest of ball games. However, you know, the Cavs commit nearly 30 turnovers, a ton of chances to give that game away, yet they come away with another victory. So, again, I think the point being that you've won 4 or 5. You certainly, you know, may have wanted it to come a little easier, but if you're making mistakes and still winning games at this stage of the team's progression, that probably is a good thing.
And I'm sure we'll talk about it later on today in the show, but tonight on the show. But listen to this. You have to learn how to win games.
Right.
And the other night in Minnesota, the Cavs learned to pull one out that they almost gave away. They allowed the fewest points allowed this season on the good side.
88.
And on the bad side, the highest number of turnovers. And if you take the difference just in points allowed in turnovers with the ones that we got,
right,
it would have been a beating for the ages, the one that we had given Minnesota in their own floor. But it was just one of those nights where nothing went right for the Cavs in terms of where the ball bounced, in terms of how nothing went right with the exception that we were able to pull it off at the end.
Right. Cavs didn't have Kevin Love. Minnesota didn't have Karl Anthony Towns. Didn't have Andrew Wiggins. So, you know, they were looking for other places, other sources of scoring. Cavs in that ball game, as Rafa alluded to, coughed it up 29 times, 27 Minnesota points off turnovers. However, the Cavs out-rebounded Minnesota 61-39. In that game, Tristan Thompson was a menace on both ends of the floor, hit critical free throws down the stretch, going 8 of 10 on the evening.
And Darius Garland, who got called for 5 fouls, he came in late with 5 fouls and hit 2 buckets that helped the Cavs to hold on to the win.
We have an interesting show coming up. Dan Giroux is going to join us for a large portion of the show. Dan is one of the good young assistant coaches for the Cavs, structures a lot of the Cavalier offense. And, you know, I'm interested in getting his take on some of the young guys, but when you look at that back-to-back from Boston to Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. Rafa, Darius Garland in Boston, 2 points, 1 of 7. Okay, young kid, 19-year-old. How does he respond on the tail end of a back-to-back when he's getting to that point when maybe he's starting to hit the rookie wall? He blows up 8 of 11 in Minnesota from the field, 18 points, plus 11, second best, and he was had one of his best games as a pro.
And by the way, that's the third game that we win on the second leg of the back-to-back. We beat Portland coming back from a road trip. We beat San Antonio after playing at home the night yeah. before. And then, you know, now we take care of Minnesota.
Maybe we found something out.
Well, don't tell the league to put us every time with two back-to-backs. Yeah.
Exactly. So, hey, like I said, big show coming up. On the other side of the break, we will welcome in Cavs assistant coach Dan Giroux. We're going to break down this matchup here in Toronto tomorrow night. And also take a look at – we're going to look at this team as a whole, but I think mainly, Rafa, at least I'm curious to get his take on some of the youngsters,
yeah.
their progression, where we are 30-plus games into the season.
We'll definitely get his output on that.
That's straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Disney on Ice is hitting the road. Experience the coolest new adventure with your family and your Disney friends from Toy Story 4, The Lion King, Frozen, Moana, Aladdin, and more. Once the fun starts, it never stops. At Disney on Ice presents Road Trip Adventures. Kids tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse January 10th through 19th. To purchase tickets, visit rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or Discount Drug Mart.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are celebrating 50 seasons on the court and in the Northeast Ohio community. The organization continues to make a difference in important areas of need in the lives of individuals and families in the area. The Cavs support a full roster of year-round efforts with special emphasis on education, youth and family services, health and wellness, volunteerism, entrepreneurship, recreation, life skills, and fighting neighborhood blight. The Cavaliers are all for one, one for all.
Good news! Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concessions deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
The Jacks are back Friday, January 3rd for Lumberjacks Night as the Monsters don specialty jerseys and all fans can enjoy 1-2-3 Friday concessions deals.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ Canadian style as we are in Toronto getting set for tomorrow night's game. New Year's Eve as the Cavaliers get set to take on the Toronto Raptors. And Rafa, we are privileged that this guy is alongside.
Talk about the budget being raised at Cavs HQ.
International
traveling and now guests.
Did not come cheap. Pizza and a six-pack it took to get this guy. Dan Giroux, good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Danny. We're 30-plus games in. Mm-hmm. Rafa talks about this on his broadcasts all the time, that, you know, it would take about 30-plus games to get the feet wet. You got a lot of new players. You got a new coaching staff.
Yeah.
What is the state of the union in terms of where this team is, where you thought it might be as we get to the turn of the calendar year?
Yeah, I mean, I think the state of the union would be we're pretty happy with our progress, especially these last five games, winning four of them. And that homestand was really great for us right before Christmas. I think that helped, and we were able to evaluate our play a lot as we continue to go through this thing. I think a big thing that's helped is we've been, for the most part, healthy. So that helps us a lot in our evaluations. And, yeah, I mean, it's each year. This year, obviously, being a brand-new coaching staff, and we got, you know, with the three first-round draft picks and understanding how to implement them, we're all building our relationships. And I think that's a really good point. You know, 32 games in, we can start to really – look into those relationships and look into the progress.
Is it more about what you had thought at the beginning of what would work, and then now you can actually put into pieces
and
put the pieces together. What you thought was going to be right.
Yeah. No.
In the words of NFL coach Danny Green.
Are they who you thought they were?
But I'm more like in terms of combinations,
in terms of players, and obviously the trade of Jordan Clarkson comes in and mixes everything up again. But
yeah,
is that more like?
I think we are who we thought we were. we have obviously Kevin Love as our primary. He's the multi-time all-star, and he's the guy that can cause different coverages. So learning with our youth in the backcourt, learning how they can play with him and then be able to play with Tristan Thompson, and when John Henson came back, in pick and roll relationships, I think that's been great to evaluate early, teach, grow, and then be able to see on this back end now, as the progress has happened these last really 9-10 games, even though some were losses, the growth was really exponential with those guys. And that's where I think we believe in their talent, and now we're starting to believe in their decision-making as well, and that's where it gets exciting.
All right, let's go one by one with the young guys. So the Cavs are just coming off of a back-to-back. We saw Darius Garland in Boston held to 2 points. Mm-hmm. All right, you wonder how the 19-year-old responds on the tail end of a back-to-back, goes into Minnesota, has one of his best games of his career, 8 of 11 from the field, leading the way for the Cavs. Mm-hmm. Great bounce-back game, was solid throughout the evening. You know, in terms of his progression, a lot of people seem to forget that he didn't play competitive basketball for 11 months
coming into
the season, building it up.
And he's coming off of an injury as well.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I think people forget. It's almost like they just think, like, took the year off. They forget that he was battling through an injury and rehabbing and going through that process. And also, he was 18 when he was doing that.
Right.
You know, so I think that's a really interesting piece to it. His body's still developing as well. But I'll tell you what, I think Darius's work ethic and his attitude have really been really great to be around. Like, some days he brings it where – and he brings me along with him. You know what I mean? When I have my bad days. So he basically is going through all this while also playing arguably the hardest position in the NBA and going up against guys that are obviously, you know, the Eric Bledsoes of the world that are
– and they're coming to get him too. Like.
Exactly. They're going right – yeah, and then they're guarding him, you know, and they're in their mid to late 20s and he's 19 and they know how they can affect the game. And I think he's learning that, and the Minnesota game was really big for him. I think in that regard, you know, he was able to dictate the game at times, and he was able to really, I mean, find his shot and then continue to find others for shots. And I think that was nice.
In terms of helping him, Dan, how do you separate the on-the-court stuff?
Yeah.
The physical part? Obviously, we're talking about how in 1 week he almost played the same amount of games he played in college. And then the learning of playing together with a different sport.
How do you separate that?
And
I think on our end, we really preach patience with him because it's hard to separate it. I think if you get in the blender there with him, it could get negative because there's just so much going on. Where with him, it's really making things basic, understanding here's where your reads are going to come from, here's where your defensive assignments, and if we don't complicate things for him, it's usually been better. And that's the one thing we've learned through our relationship with him here in this 32 games so far.
You and Coach Beilein and the coaching staff have stressed that you want to make Darius Garland more of a catch-and-shoot type player.
Yeah.
We're talking to Cavs assistant coach Dan Giroux. How's this team done through 30-plus games doing that?
Yeah, I think it's been good because we're understanding how to play through Kevin Love. We're understanding how to play through when Colin Sexton is in pick and rolls. So we're understanding as we go along here in our program approach, we're understanding now, okay, here's where we know Darius can get shots in these sets, in these situations, and then we know when he's handling the ball sometimes, we want him to make plays for others and go down that road.
We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Kevin Porter, Colin Sexton, we're going to break them both down with Cavs assistant coach Dan Giroux. That's straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Love in the lane to Sexton. Pow! Sexton with the dunk. the crowd erupts!
Saturday, January 4th, the Cavs battle the Oklahoma City Thunder at 7:30 p.m. All fans will receive a Mark Price bobblehead presented by First Energy.
Garland left of the lane, runner no good. Stuck home by Thompson on the putback.
Great seats are available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Cirque du Soleil explores a new Frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Discover the world of Crystal. Let yourself be amazed by Cirque du Soleil's very first on-ice experience. Playing June 24th through 28th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Get your tickets for Crystal now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, y'all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Welcome back. Happy early New Year's to everyone here on Cavs HQ. John Rafa and assistant coach Dan Giroux, who's been a lot happier over the last 24 hours or so. Rafa, have you noticed?
Ah, Eagle.
That is correct.
A Philadelphia native. Your Eagles.
Yeah.
Wasn't
NFC's
easy
champs.
Wasn't easy this season.
No, it has not been easy. A lot of injuries.
They are, and you're a big NFL fan, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Is everybody in Philadelphia?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, my friends, it's probably 150 texts every Sunday that are getting thrown around in those group chats. They're crazy as ever, but they're everyone's taking on Doug Peterson said it after the game. We're in the tournament now. Anything can happen.
I hear Doug Peterson is going to try to tell Goff that Wentz that every quarter is the fourth quarter from now on.
It'd be a good, coaching.
He's had monster fourth
quarter. Man, he's unbelievable.
Since they came back.
And no turnovers.
And just to be fair to the Eagles.
Yes.
This is how they won the title. Remember, it was Nick Foles who won the Super Bowl, right?
I remember.
Yesterday they were missing their three top receivers, their top tight end.
The guys running backs
look like a preseason game. what was it? Boston
Scott.
It's not like, I call him Boston Market.
We love him now. Play that man.
They take advantage of a weak NFC East.
Yes, that's helped.
They get a home game.
Yeah.
Seattle comes down. I wouldn't want to mess with
the
Eagles.
Yeah, but they beat
the
Cowboys, though.
I wouldn't want to mess with Seattle right now.
Yeah. No, it's
even though they lost last night. That is going to be – it should be a fun game. Right here on this show talked about how we were a little bit less than satisfied with the way that the Rams approached the Super Bowl last season. But they were satisfied of 3-and-out, kick it away, try to play field position, in stark contrast to the way the Eagles took that challenge against the Patriots. We talked about. Look, they said we don't get here a lot.
We went after
it. Whatever it takes, we're going to roll. We're going to leave it all out there. We're totally opposite of what the Rams.
No
did.
Doubt. And then we're going to do it our way. Aggressive. I mean, see where we get
the Rams and the Eagles deserve to me. I'm not just saying that. We said this on the show 2 years ago or whatever it was. It deserve all the credit in the world.
So you have a Philly native.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa or Vincent Papale?
Ooh. Well, Papale's real.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with the actual human.
Yeah.
I do love that we have statue of Rocky Balboa.
They brought him down though.
He's at the art
side
museum.
Of the stairs
Yeah.
He's no longer on top of the stairs.
What, I know.
The statue, they brought him down to the side
of
the
stairs. Yeah, he's on the side now. But it's amazing that we love. He's a cult figure for us. And
cheesesteak or hoagie?
Which one's better? Cheesesteak.
Yeah, cheesesteak, right?
Yeah. The hoagie, I always get the same hoagie, and it's usually from Wawa. But, that's cheesesteak for sure.
I always like Jimmy's.
Jim's on South Street.
Yeah.
That's my guy. That's my guy. That's my guy. Whiz with, baby. Whiz with.
How about Spectrum versus Wells Fargo Center?
Oh, Jesus.
Spectrum was nice.
Spectrum.
I caught a hockey game in the Spectrum once.
Did you really?
Dating myself a little bit, but yeah.
Okay.
It's a little tight in there.
Yeah, my dad had season tickets to the Flyers.
I would easily take the Spectrum over the Wells Fargo. I'm assuming you grew up watching the Sixers?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Sixers, Flyers, Phillies, Eagles, all of them. No, we try and get down there as much as we can. It's like the most unique sports complex in the world.
It's
right there. It's all in South Philly.
Right there, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah, when I was coaching at Princeton, I was
Cavs assistant coach. Yep, Dan Giroux. Sorry, I don't have my headphones on right now. I'm cutting you guys off. I apologize.
When I was coaching at Princeton, I was living
in Toronto.
It was the best. Yeah,
you were talking about the budget. We have only two headphones.
Yeah.
So my apologies. I'm cutting you guys off throughout the show.
Oversight.
All right. Yeah. So Dan, we were talking about the Cavs' youth. All right, and Kevin Porter Jr. has opened some eyes
for sure. For sure.
Surprise at all to you where he is right now, or what are the areas of growth that you've seen? What are the areas of growth that are most needed as he continues on in his rookie campaign?
I think I'm most surprised with how great his feel for the game is, especially when he's the ball handler, and even his off ball cutting is great too. But I think when we evaluated him and made the draft selection, I don't even think we thought he had this great a feel for the game at all. And to have him kind of off the bench right now, and he really had a great December, and hoping obviously tomorrow night he can finish off with another great game against Toronto. But I think his areas of growth, he began shooting more. Mm-hmm. So this has helped him his whole game that he's making threes, because now guys have to close out to him. And I think if he can continue that upward trajectory on his jump shot, that opens the whole game for him. And then defensively, as he's growing into his body, and he's already put on weight this year and hasn't put on any body fat, he's really doing it the right way. I think he can take on more defensive challenges as we go forth this season. I think he can do it.
You talk about his knowledge of the game, but I also from the outside enjoy watching his aggressiveness, especially on the defensive side. He's not shy at all.
No.
I mean, his best game of the season came against James Harden. I know James Harden had 50 plus points, but when Porter was on him, he really made him work.
Made him work. No, and I think that's where he's still learning the NBA, learning the game, learning the players and how the rhythm of the game is going. All that as he gets more experience there, I just think the sky's the limit for him. I think he's got an ability to do a lot of things out there, and it's because of that feel for the game, and I think other guys like playing with him because of that.
So where ultimately do you project him to be? What do you see him as? A two, a three, what?
Probably, you could probably say a...
Or does it really matter?
It doesn't really matter he's going to be able to, some games, be like the point guard.
Bring the ball up.
Sometimes, like we're running high pick and rolls for him now.
Does he have the best handle on the team, you think?
No.
No?
No. Close, but when Darius gets going.
Yeah. Forget about it.
When Darius gets
going. The thing with Darius, he's sneaky fast.
You think he's not really doing much.
When
he lulls you to sleep. He lulls you to sleep,
he
goes.
He puts the defense to sleep.
He puts you to sleep a little bit.
All right,
go ahead. No, and I was just saying with KP, I think it's a really interesting projection because I think he can be super versatile with the way he plays and his body size. I think he can be super versatile for us.
We have about 90 seconds left in this segment. Colin Sexton, second season, still hasn't missed a game.
Yeah.
North, south, 100 miles an hour.
No question.
Attacker.
Yes, and defender.
Yep. Tell us about that, on that end of the floor. What have you, in terms of how he's progressed?
I think he's using his athleticism and his speed, and now he's equating that with his knowledge that he learned last year.
He's being smarter defensively.
He's in the right passing lanes. He's done a great job on some of the better guards in the league, and I think we're seeing he can be a force on that side of, the ball.
He came back noticeably bigger.
Bigger.
Broader.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm assuming that he has used that to help him fight over screens.
Yeah.
And things
as I joke with him now, it's nice being 20 and not 19.
He's like, "Look at this little guy."
Yeah, exactly.
How many guys do we have on the team that are not even of legal drinking age?
Yeah, no. A couple.
That's scary.
A couple. Yep.
Scary, hopefully. Scary promising.
No question.
That's the idea, right?
No question.
We're going to take a break. In the next half hour, we're going to break down the Toronto matchup.
Yep.
It's coming up tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, right here north of the border. Assistant Coach Dan Giroux, more on Cavs HQ.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are celebrating 50 seasons on the court and in the Northeast Ohio community. The organization continues to make a difference in important areas of need in the lives of individuals and families in the area. The Cavs support a full roster of year-round efforts with special emphasis on education, youth and family services, health and wellness, volunteerism, entrepreneurship, recreation, life skills, and fighting neighborhood blight. The Cavaliers are all for one, one for all.
Good news! Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
The very thought of you.
After 5 sold out world tours, he's back.
And I'm feeling good.
It's an evening with Michael Bublé.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. And
Friday, March 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Forever now.
Tickets are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. A Beaver production.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Lumberjacks weekend continues Saturday, January 4th at 1 p.m. as the first 2,000 kids age 12 and under receive a Castaway Bay Day Pass.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. As so many of you know, community service is a hallmark of the Cavaliers organization, and the Cavs hosted a private holiday party giving bridges in Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse a homey feel for a festive family game night. John Henson and Alfonso McKinney welcomed more than 15 families from Cuyahoga County Division of Children and Family Services Adopt a Family Program. The families were treated to a dinner and enjoyed playing various board games. Also, each family was given their own individual holiday tree complete with presents to take home. That party last week was the culmination of the annual Cavs and Monsters Toy Drive presented by Lexus, which is a part of the annual Cavs season of giving. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We will be right back with more assistant coach Dan Giroux right here on Cavs HQ. We are back for the second half of Cavs HQ. John Rafa and Cavs assistant coach Dan Giroux as we get set for the matchup. Tomorrow night, Cavs take on the Toronto Raptors, the defending champion, Toronto Raptors. All right, Dan, the Raptors lose Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
They lose Danny Green, both to L.A., one to the Clippers, one to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
The Raptors enter action tomorrow night 22-11.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, they've lost Pascal Siakam. They've lost Marc Gasol.
Yeah.
They've lost Norman Powell. Are you surprised that this team at this stage of the season is plus 11 in terms of the wins and losses?
I will say I'm not surprised because I do think they really believe in their program approach, and they believe in their identity, and they haven't lost that identity no matter who the players are. You know, they've done a really good job of keeping that program mentality. And when they brought on Kawhi, it was the same idea. They brought on Kawhi, and he fit into the program. They changed it a little bit how they play, but the actual program approach was the same idea. So I think I'm not surprised that they're in this plus 11, 22, and 11.
And when you look at the success last season, too, I mean, obviously the Kawhi move is huge.
Yes.
They don't win the championship without it. Danny Green one was a little bit, to me, under the radar.
No,
we always talked about how that was the best part of the trade.
It's amazing. Amazing he was a throw-in.
They needed what did they need? A guy who could shoot threes.
Yes.
They went from a minus defender at that spot, DeMar DeRozan, to a plus defender in that spot. I mean, Danny Green's only a couple of years removed from being on the All-NBA defensive team.
Yeah, and about to be a Finals MVP.
Yeah. And all of a sudden everything clicks, but they seem to be guys, to your point, Dan, who were perfect for that particular system.
Yeah, and I think the way they went about how, you know, Kyle Lowry's development here has been tremendous. You know, they've put a lot of resources and a lot of time, and they stayed patient. I think that was a big key when we were playing them in the Eastern Conference playoffs, and they were DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, and then they had all those young guys coming along. They had a really good program approach that basically as they went through it and they get to the opportunity to trade for a guy like Kawhi, they're able to do it and withstand it and let it propel them to a next level.
And we have talked about this many times. We were lucky enough to watch Pascal Siakam in our first visit here. How amazing is it that he won the most improved player last year and was probably on his way to winning it this year, the way he has developed his game? And is that more of a tribute to their program or the patience they have had with their young guys? And Anunoby also falls into that equation?
Yeah, I think it's a balance, right? Those guys, Siakam, OG,
Van Vliet.
Even Van Vliet, Jakob Poeltl, who's now in San Antonio because of that deal. They've all trusted that vision and that belief in them, and I think that's a great thing to do when you have those players trust that. Now they're willing to really run through the wall for you, and that's where Siakam, his improvement has happened so much because he's a hard worker, he's diligent, and they've put him in situations where his progress can help them so much, and that's what it did last year.
So tomorrow's matchup features a couple of short guards against a couple of short guards.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet,
mm-hmm.
of course, lining up for the Raptors, Cavaliers with Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. You know, people talk, you know, I guess, I don't know if ideally is the right word, but when you talk about a pair of small guards who have had success in the NBA, a lot of people, of course, point to Lillard and McCollum out in Portland. But this backcourt isn't too shabby either.
No.
I mean, why are they able to work so well together, Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet?
Yeah, I mean, I think the good thing is they're super feisty. They're really good defenders. You know, they disrupt.
Even at their size.
Yeah, for sure. And then on the offensive end, Kyle being the veteran for so long now, he's helped Fred come along that way,
mm-hmm.
and that's been great to see. And Van Vliet's put a lot of work in, and especially on his jump shot, and Kyle on his jump shot too. That's the thing about their development that's helped so much. And I think what we need to do a great job of tomorrow night is in transition, you locate them and you find them quickly, Because then if they start playing downhill, you get in a tough situation pretty consistently.
First matchup between the teams, fast break points, 29-4 in favor of the Raptors. Yeah. Outside of, as a coaching staff, outside of, hey, get back.
Yeah.
I mean, what else goes into, you know and taking good shots, not putting yourself in a bad spot, having the ball come back the other way? Is there something more when you're getting – when you have a situation where you know that this team is capable of doing what they did last game in terms of those fast break points, how do you game plan against that? What do you tell your guys coming into this game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think our biggest thing is show more crowds. Mm-hmm. So it's not just one-on-one, right? In transition, you don't have a man, you take the nearest man. But then what we – and this against Minnesota, we had a little bit of trouble with it for a little part of that third quarter. It's about our second guy being over there and helping and kind of dissuading the offense from playing in the paint. I think that's a thing that can really help.
And also the turnovers is usually what creates those points in transition. Taking care of the ball is always important.
And we talk about it all the time. Shot selection and turnovers are literally the best things for transition offense.
Yeah.
So when we play against teams that have kind of suspect shot selection or they're a turnover team, we know we can get out and play.
So points of emphasis tomorrow night going into the game against the Raptors as we're talking to Cavs assistant coach Dan Giroux.
Yeah, I think the biggest one that we addressed today were the turnovers against Minnesota, right? We just kind of we just played with the game a little bit too much. You know, we thought things were there. We thought things were getting easier, and that team actually started to really pump themselves up off of our turnovers, you know. And I think that's the biggest thing because Toronto plays a swarming defense, and that's what happened to us up here last time. They started to swarm, and then they get out and run, and we're in a tough situation.
Last night, two nights ago in Minnesota, 61 rebounds. Second time in the season that we have 60 rebounds. Is that something also that becomes a key tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think it's always our emphasis on defensive rebounding. We're always trying to have a really high defensive rebounding percentage. And then on offense, with the way the spacing goes, if our shot selection is correct, on those misses, we have guys in positions to get the offensive rebounds. Obviously Tristan to start, but then even you have the wings that can crash in there and get the offensive rebound. So we definitely look at that as a toughness stat that we can get better at.
Before we go, let me go back to the State of the Union. I know we went over Porter Jr., Garland, and Sexton, but let's treat him as not a rookie, but a new guy who finally got his chance to come on the floor, which is John Henson.
Yeah.
What an amazing job he's done protecting the basket
and
really, really adding some key minutes off the bench.
No question. We had a nice plan for John this summer, how he could really affect our defensive unit. And obviously with his health in the beginning, it was unfortunate he wasn't playing. But to come in here and give us those sparks and give us that rim protection, that really helps. That really helps all of our guards become better defenders. They can play a little more aggressively. So, I mean, Henson's done a really good job of impacting the game, impacting the winning when he's out there.
So we're talking to Cavs assistant coach Dan Giroux. You said you're not surprised about Toronto being at 22-11 coming in tomorrow night. Any team in the East surprised you? Miami 24-8, Celtics, some thought that team was fixed to fall. Indiana's 21-12.
Indiana's
always surprising.
Indiana's quietly done it. They do a great job. I mean, those guys play so fierce on defense, and they have such great length that, I mean, I'm always surprised to see them up there, but they're always up there.
We shouldn't be surprised.
Especially against us.
Exactly.
Especially against us. They always.
No doubt. No. And then I think the Miami one. Wow. Is great because it has that feel of kind of Toronto last year, right? So they get a superstar, and now they're able to take that next step right now, and it shows like Bam Adebayo that's their Pascal Siakam,
like he's developing that shot too.
He's got a triple double, like he's doing a lot of things that are great, and he was doing them as a backup for the last couple of years. Now he's in that starting role. They're ready to take that next step, and they're doing it so far.
And I know Coach Beilein didn't like to see it in person, but Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero have been really doing a great job.
Yeah, how about Kendrick Nunn?
Kendrick Nunn, undrafted.
You're hitting on young guys.
Yeah, and then they have the veterans that are coming off the bench, and it's a good makeup for them.
It's a really interesting parallel because, you're talking about Toronto last season, Miami this season. You get the superstar. They play hard.
Hard.
They have a system.
Yes.
They bring in guys who fit that system.
Yes.
And off they go. Is Boston another example? I mean, they underwent some serious personnel moves.
No question.
Horford's gone. Morris is gone. Baines is gone. Yeah. You wondered, does Brad Stevens still have a top 10 defense. Well,
yeah.
They're number two right now in the NBA.
Yep, and it's that length, it's that type of player right now that I think is a trend. You know, it's the NBA trend right now, but they have that versatility to and that's where it's so hard to go up against Boston because they can switch so many things. So they have that versatility on defense, and that's what's really propelling them to continue on what they built before. But I think it's the same idea when you invest the time and the resources into your young guys, similar to what we're doing right now with our investment, our time and our resources, and the plan is there for them, and you stay patient throughout the ups and downs. I think at the end of it, when you're looking back at it, you can say, man, we really could have sped this thing up, but thank God we didn't, because now we're in a good situation.
Right. And on the other side, how impressed are you with Luka Doncic and what the Mavericks have been doing?
Oh, in the West, yeah. I mean,
is that your surprise team out West?
Yeah, I would say so. Because I think people think it's still not sustainable, but their style of play, the stylistic play that they implemented this offseason and have now used is going to keep going. I mean, they kind of remind me. It's a little different personnel-wise, but those Atlanta teams when Bud started and they had the 60 wins and they had all, you know, they had the five All-Stars and all that. It was their style that changed how you had to guard them and things like that. Yeah. With Luka and the way they just space and they just launch threes, they shoot all the threes.
Yeah, the big guys shooting threes, yeah.
Now all of a sudden you got to take your defense even 5 feet away from the basket, and now they can play downhill. I think that it's the style that's really hard to see them on a Wednesday night, and you got to deal with that on a Wednesday night in January. That's not that fun. It's not fun to scout.
I mean, that's kind of the Adetokounmpo
thing, the mold,
right? I mean,
for sure.
You played Milwaukee in the regular season.
It's really hard. I mean, you're just going to play a different style. You're playing against a different style on the whatever. You're on your third game in 6 days. It's very, very hard to prepare for. And that's why I think Dallas can continue to sneak up the standings, because they're going to be able to win a couple when people are like, oh, it's not going to work tonight, and they steal it away.
After this game tomorrow night, come home for a four-game homestand.
Yes.
Three teams the Cavs have seen before. The only team that the Cavs haven't, it'll be on the 4th. It'll be Saturday against Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Oklahoma City eked out a win here in Toronto just last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes for 32 points. Has that team surprised you? Not too much was expected, Dan. Of the Thunder this season, they sit here two games under 500. They've put themselves in pretty decent position considering all the huge moves, moves that happen in OKC.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think a lot of change is happening in the NBA a lot, and it's really about kind of your personality or your program, right? So Oklahoma City's down there, and they have their way about them, and I think as those seismic moves happen, and they're going to happen again somewhere else in the NBA, you have to just continue on your you can't – it's not worrying about other programs, but it's the identity of, like, we're going to do it this way. So when they get Chris Paul and they get Shai, those players are learning their program, changing it a little bit, but they still got Steven Adams back there, and he's saying, hey, trust this thing, right? They put a lot of they've really helped me get better. They've really made me a really elite NBA center, so let's trust this thing. And that's helped their defense, right? They're in there now, and they have a type too. You know, it's a little bit like Miami. They have that length and that athleticism from the wings.
Right.
That's what they're after.
And now, by the way, they have about 7 first-round draft picks over the next –
and I think about 20 second-rounders. It seems like. It seems like.
4 or 5 seasons. D'Angelo, awesome job all season long. Awesome job on the show. Great having you aboard. Good. I never thought I'd ever say this, but – good luck to the Eagles, I guess.
I'm winning J. Mike over. I'm winning John over. This.
Maybe just feeling nicer in the holidays.
What was it? The Steagles?
Maybe only. Yeah, they combined with the Steelers at one point. Yeah. Maybe it's only because of the Pete Carroll thing. I mean, all right, good luck. I convinced myself. Good luck. Danny, great job. Thanks.
I appreciate
Happy
that.
Happy New Year, man.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
More Cavs HQ right after this.
Styles. Just stop your crying. It's a sign of the time. Love on tour. Step into the light at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, July 15th, with special guest Jenny Lewis. Get tickets now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. The brand new album, Fine Line, is available to stream and download now. For more, check hstyles.co.uk.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Love in the lane to Sexton. Pow! Sexton with the dunk. The crowd erupts.
Saturday, January 4th, the Cavs battle the Oklahoma City Thunder at 7:30 p.m. All fans will receive a Mark Price bobblehead presented by First Energy.
Garland left of the lane, runner no good. Stuck home by Thompson on the putback.
Great seats are available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go Cavs.
Every time you show up, every time you make your presence heard, whether you're here for the memories that last a lifetime or the dance that happens just once a year, whether you ride for the Cinderella or go all in for the legendary comeback, however you choose to be a fan during March Madness, you make the game.
The road to the Final Four goes through Cleveland. The NCAA men's basketball first and second rounds, March 20th and 22nd at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Visit ncaa.com/mbbtickets to get your seats today.
Good news. Dutch Farms has partnered with Discount Drug Mart's Pro Points program to bring you farm-fresh dairy products and even more Pro Points. Stop by your local Discount Drug Mart and you'll find simple, wholesome, all-natural Dutch Farms shredded and sliced cheese, butter, cream cheese, and sour cream. Dutch Farms dairy is made in America's heartland and is now available in Ohio. Drug Mart's Pro Points are simple, fun, rewarding, and delicious. Stock up on Dutch Farms and earn Pro Points today.
Back on Cavs HQ tomorrow, Rafa, we close out the decade of Cavalier basketball. What a decade it was.
It was. We won the championship in 2016, and hopefully we start a new one with a four-game homestand in next week. This week, I'm talking about next year already, right. But you know, four games at home, big giveaway with Mark Price for all those fans of that beautiful era for the Cavaliers, yep. And they're on we go. I mean, you mentioned it, the trip up west, and then –
yeah, it's crowded January. Crowded. Cavs have done a great job with this 50th anniversary season. Mark Price bobbleheads. OKC, that is a Saturday game, January 4th, game two of the four-game homestand. Let's see if the Cavaliers tomorrow night can make it 5 out of 6 wins to close out the decade. Cavs and Raptors tomorrow night. That tip is at
6:45 for La Mega.
Joint time 6:45 for La Mega. Tip is at 7 joint time on the TV side and on the Cavs Radio Network at 6:30. Back to wrap things up right after this.
I was clean.
The Lumineers. 3. The World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, with special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today. by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
The Jacks are back Friday, January 3rd for Lumberjacks Night as the Monsters don specialty jerseys and all fans can enjoy 1-2-3 Friday concessions deals.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
We are back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. Our thanks to assistant coach Dan Giroux. Always good catching up with Danny.
He's one of those guys, again, you know how we talked about how in Toronto we have seen the young guys grow and how we've seen for 4 years in the playoffs? He's one of those guys that we've seen grown professionally as well, and he's done a really good job in terms of his relationship with the head coaches and the players.
Yeah, I agree. With that player relationship, I think he's gained the trust. Yeah, you know, year by year, gain the trust of the front office.
Through hard work.
Yeah, in terms of what he can do. All right, so when we get back from Toronto, four-game homestand straight ahead. It starts, it's every other day, starting Thursday the 2nd. Charlotte, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, and Detroit. So three teams that the Cavs have played already, one that they haven't. As Oklahoma City will come to town, the Thunder right here in Toronto.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Had a homecoming, huh?
Yeah, the Thunder didn't do a number on the Raptors. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did a number on his hometown Raptors. He hails from Toronto. The Thunder edged the Raptors last night by a point. In that game, 34 points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the most ever scored by a Canadian in Toronto.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
and he's one of those guys that, you know, we liked a lot when he was with the Clippers last year. Obviously, that whole trade and everything saw him going to Oklahoma City. But I really like his game. I like his mindset. And for sure, he had an extra
little
incentive.
Yeah. See that once in a while at Kristen. I don't know. We might see that tomorrow as well. Yeah, Gilgeous-Alexander, 32 points, included the game-winning shot, 7 assists. Most points ever scored by a Canadian player in Toronto, breaking Rick Fox's mark of 31. Andrew Wiggins was in that top five a couple of times. Jamal McGlure also on that list. Also, for the second time in history, four Canadians were on the floor in a game as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was joined by Oklahoma City rookie Lugans Dort, mm-hmm. Toronto's Chris Boucher, and O'Shea Brissett, who we're going to see tomorrow with the injuries to the Raptors complete the foursome. So some history here. In Toronto, we're going to see that Thunder team on Saturday. That's a bobblehead night, right?
A bobblehead giveaway, yeah. We're continuing our celebration of our 50th season, and we're going to be giving away for everybody at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse the Mark Price bobblehead.
Nice.
That should be good. But you say it so nonchalantly. We are starting a new decade when we get home with the Hornets. So tomorrow night is the end of the first decade of the 21st century.
Last game of the decade. We're going to have a couple of special things on the television side on Fox Sports Ohio to celebrate a decade of Cavaliers basketball, a decade in which, Rafa, of course, the Cavaliers claimed their first NBA championship in 2016. So it's the Hornets on Thursday, the Thunder on Saturday. I'm sorry, I said every other day. I beg your pardon. It's a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. So it's Saturday Thunder, Sunday against Minnesota. Those two games are 7:30 tips, and then the homestand completes against Detroit. That's the 7th. That's a 7 o'clock tip before a monster, Rafa, of a road trip which looms in mid-January.
with two visits in the Staples Center?
Yeah, back-to-back at the Staples Center. Since I've been with the team, this is my ninth season. That has not occurred. Back-to-backs, Clippers, Lakers.
Yeah, that's bad.
At Staples.
Especially with the driving and the traveling.
Yeah, let's hope it's not bad, but it has the...
Well, it's not nice from the scheduler.
Right. The Cavs will travel to Detroit, Denver, play both LAs, Memphis, and Chicago before coming home. It is six games.
Three time zones. We're doing all the time zones.
Yeah. Six games in 9 days.
Eastern, Mountain, Central, and West Coast.
So it is a crowded January for the Cavs. February is a breeze, but January is not. And we will play the final game of December before embarking upon the month of January in the year of 2020. Tomorrow, Toronto. Game time, 7 o'clock here north of the border. Joint time on the Cavs Radio Network, 6:30. Joint time on La Mega, 6:45. Joint time on Fox Sports Ohio at 6:30. Happy New Year, everyone.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Please be safe. Ubers, Lyfts, taxis, the whole bit if you're enjoying the festivities tomorrow night. We will see you next week. For Rafa, this is John. This has been Cavs HQ.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The very thought of you.
After 5 sold-out world tours, he's back.
And I'm feeling good.
It's an evening with Michael Bublé.
So come on, come on, come on, come on. And
Friday, March 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Forever now.
Tickets are on sale now at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com. A Beaver production.